Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
To be honest, it might be a bigger test than last week, just as far as like having success and being able to replicate that process, or you know, do it all over again, and you know, work equally as hard and attention to detail and focus. Because this opponent, I know their record doesn't say it, but that's a good football team, and they've been in one-score games plenty of times, and I don't expect it to be no different. We got to go in there with the right mindset.
That was the voice of Stephon Diggs, who's not only become the statistical on-field leader of the passing game. Certainly seems like a vocal energy leader in the locker room, on the sideline, pretty much anywhere you need him.
Let me see if you guys think this is this jives with you guys. I said after the game that I feel like a little bit like Steph Diggs' impact on this team is very similar to that of how Alex Bregman had an effect on the
Red
Sox.
Did you really say that?
Right after the game.
Holy
it just
crap.
Came into my brain. And I thought, you know what? It just feels like an Alex Bregman type of situation.
St. Diggs?
A little bit.
Wow.
A little bit. I mean,
that is amazing.
Okay.
Diggsman.
Settle down.
I know how highly you think of Bregman and what he brought to the Red Sox.
But I feel like Diggs set the tone for that game the other night.
Yes, absolutely did. Absolutely.
And so, again, you know, the biggest game of the season, you know, for him to kind of be the vocal point of kind of getting guys fired up, I thought, that feels very Bregman-esque.
The only question I would ask you in that comparison is, it wasn't Red Sox Astros. That you know what I mean? Bregman wasn't going against his former team.
That's fair.
How much of a factor was it was the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen improved something?
That's true.
To the former?
But now they're playing the Saints, and he's got this statement against the Saints. So it's, you know, I think it's spilling over into, you know, more. I think maybe the Buffalo game, because he wasn't a huge emphasis of the offense yet, now that he is, and he played his former team, and now from this point starting going forward, he'll be even a bigger leader.
And that's why everybody should put everything they have on an anytime touchdown for Stephon Diggs on Sunday. He's scoring. I guarantee it. You're getting the Andy Hart stamp of approval. Guarantee.
Stiz, I called it Monday.
Stiz co-signs it, because Drake May 2 weeks ago was like, we got to get Steph Diggs the ball. We got to get him the ball. And he's gotten him the ball like 17 times since in the two games. Now he's like, we got to get Steph in the end zone. He's our guy. We got to get him in the end zone. They are getting him a touchdown. I promise.
I mean, it's amazing. He's playing like 50% of the offensive snaps, but yet when he's in there, he's targeted almost 40% of the time. So it's a lot of targets when he's in there, and he's not in there that much.
You know, in the Anchorman, where he says it works 100% of the time, 80% of the time.
Did that not sound right?
No, I think it was right. I think you nailed it. It was just me hearing numbers. Ooh, too many numbers.
Yeah, too much.
He added
Sorry
another
about
number.
Yeah, my bad.
But no, he's been very good, and his role is still growing.
He's not playing as much as you might think, but when he is playing, they are going to him.
Absolutely. He is the centerpiece of the offense, Fitzy.
Little advanced research here from Stats and Info. The Saints are allowing 220 yards passing per game and 2.2 air touchdowns allowed.
So it's easy, taking candy from a baby right there.
Well, I mean, when you consider the Buffalo Bills passing defense was number one in the NFL going into last week's game.
Boom.
So you would think, okay, well, then he should feast on this defense.
I did like how Tom Curran called that when we spoke with him earlier, the infinity symbol route that he ran, because he kind of curled around and then curled back around the other way.
It was an excellent adjustment to his route. Like, the way he kind of – he had a defender right on him, and he was able to get away from him and kind of pin back around to out-leverage him to a place on the field where it was away from the middle of the field safety help and a spot where you could throw it without – letting one of the defenders, affect the pass.
He eats zone alive, guys.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But he was covered when Drake threw it. It looked like they were together, and he just had faith that he's going to go to the spot that I think he's going to go to kind of thing. And, that old Randy Moss, if we're even, I'm leaving. He was kind of even with the corner, and then I'm leaving you to go get the ball where my quarterback put it. 617-779-7937. Squeeze in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to our buddy Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys, whoever said that he wanted to stick it to Buffalo just now, that was right with Dix. Hopefully he's here to stay. But with Belichick, I think so many people knew this was a mistake. And, guys, it reminds me of the story of Ted Williams. Williams was royalty here, but he had a bad rapport with the fans. He wouldn't tip his cap. He wasn't nice to the media either. But you win, you go overcome that. And people told him, don't go coach the Washington Senators. You're like royalty here. He did. He knew it was a mistake, and he said it after. I'm not that good at it. Like Bird said, he wasn't that good at being the general manager. I hope Belichick finally faces it and says, because he sucks at this, and says, you know what? All right. And people will accept it,
All right. Thanks for the call, Ralph.
That would be big of him. Yeah. That'd go a long way.
Do you think?
Because he wasn't nice to a lot of people on the way up. So it's kind of, it's a lot of people, it's hard for people to hear criticism of Bill, but there's a lot of people that weren't treated good on the way up.
I know your answer to this sort of before I even ask it, but what do you think will be more humbling for Bill, firing or having to quit and walk away? If you even think he would ever choose to quit and walk away, which would be more humbling to him?
Oof.
Or
that's
neither?
A good question. What would be more, I think, quitting and walking away?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Firing, you can blame other people. You can do it. But if you kind of have to quit with your tail between your legs.
But is that off the table? Like, what if part of me thinks that maybe he's doing a self-sabotage? Maybe he really ultimately wants to get, he just hates it there. He's miserable. And so a lot of this stuff is just hoping that they will be kind of pushed to, I don't know, settle with him, make a deal, and get out of this thing.
There was,
because he's not happy there.
There was a little rabbit hole of that I went down. Just random people on social media throwing conspiracy theories out there last night, and there are people that believe he did it on purpose, or then they leaked this to get him to do this.
And Bill's it's very important how Bill can kind of help negotiate how the exit.
Yeah.
Press conference. What do they say? What do I say? So that he saves face that way. But it's really him, in a way, quitting, but just it won't look like that on the surface.
Andy thinks there's going to be a Urban Meyer-like health grenade launched into the room.
Yeah, EKG revealed that, something, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to continue. I think we're headed in the right direction. The program was really building. But I can't physically do this anymore, and I appreciate the university allowing me to take care of my health.
I would not be surprised if that happens.
617-779-7937. Chris in Milford, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Ken Williams, that's a dated reference.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Beat that one.
Two quick things. Bill Belichick, Ted, I know you have your feelings about him with your personal experiences, but from my perspective, obviously a lot different. Had so much respect for the guy, still do, but man, it's really sad to hear and see what's going on right now. He just needs to go off to the sunset with his 24-year-old girlfriend and call it a day. But anyway, the Patriots, huge win Sunday, obviously. They're looking good. They're sounding good. I called a few weeks ago and was super excited about the season, and man, I'm feeling it. That's all I really wanted to say for the most part. I mean, it feels good. Drake May is coming into his own. Steph Diggs is looking good. I'm feeling it. This is going to be a good year, so let's keep it going.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
I love it.
Fitzy, tell me if you agree with this. This hit me last night. Somebody texted me and was like, what's going on with Bill? And I said, well, isn't this kind of classic? isn't it kind of classic? The fall of man, going back to like Shakespeare, is ego, greed, and women. Like, generally, those three things, or some combination of a couple of those things,
sure,
take down a lot of men in the history of the world, right? And that's the story here. There's some ego, there's some greed, and there's a woman involved that has added a weird layer to the story of Bill Belichick. And I just, it's kind
of classic fall of man, or of a once infallible patriarch.
So this is a Shakespearean tragedy, Fitzy.
It is a gridiron edition of a Shakespearean tragedy for sure.
And Dan Ball, flash the light. He wants us to get the hell out of that.
This, don't underestimate the desire Bill has to make money. I think, you know, it's almost as long as he gets his money, it doesn't matter how it looks, as he gets paid.
Money's part of this. Stiz was big on that this was a grab for the bag, as they say.
Something is rotten in Chapel Hill.
He's one of the highest paid coaches in college football. I think he's top three or four in college football.
He's ninth.
Or ninth,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
I did a three-point on it yesterday, so I'm very sure.
I ran the numbers. Yeah. I made sure I knew the numbers. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we get to another controversial coaching issue in the football world. Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Cardinals, was seen physically assaulting, approaching, motivating one of his players on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Has been fined for it, and there's been a lot of real emotional reactions from former NFL players. And I was like, oh, we got a former NFL player on the show. So we're going to get Ted's thoughts on Jonathan Gannon putting hands on a player. That's up next here in Odds and Ends, WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.